producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that. Can you believe that we are nearly to October? Where has this year gone? Can you believe it? I mean, it just... And I know I was whining this summer that it was so hot. It's still hot here. It's still hot and muggy here. But, geez Louise. I mean, I think it really is true. The older you get, the faster time goes. I suppose the perspective is that you have so much more behind you than you have in front of you. And that's actually where, it's one of the theater pieces I'm going to review for you later today. Today is National Coffee Day. I wonder, is there a National Decaf Day? Is this regular coffee, or do we know if there's a decaf day? Maybe it's just universally coffee.
Yesterday was National Coffee Day. I think you're reading the wrong email.
No, it says, you're right, I am reading the wrong email. I thought, Jesus, really looks familiar. No wonder I'm having deja vu all over again. Let's see, what did I do with your, where is it? So what happened to, you may have to resend the email, because I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I did have it. Wait a minute, here it is, I think. Somehow... It's National Bubblegum Day.
Gum Chewing Day.
Yeah, Gum Chewing Day. Okay, thank you for... I knew I had it at one point. This new computer
is...
I'm
just looking out for you, you know.
Thank you. I was going to say, gee, this sounds like deja vu all over again. It's National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Actually, I had already looked at this as well. I knew that because I told you one of the stories I just loved. And I'm not sure that chewing gum... Were you allowed to chew gum when you were a kid?
Not at school. Not at school, not at church, but, I mean...
Were you allowed to chew gum at home?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm on big here.
Yeah, my mother said it was like watching a cow chew its cud. So she was not very much in favor of it. I think partially she wasn't in favor because she didn't like the look, but I think as much... My mother made up all sorts of reasons why we shouldn't do things that bottom line had to do with she had a whole bunch of kids and not much money. So she had all these rules about things that, you know, it's kind of like... It's kind of like the various religions have rules about food, about dietary issues. And if you look at them carefully, they're mostly about health. They seem to be about religion and keeping ritualistic kinds of things alive. But if you really look at them, they quite often have directly to do with either the food that was available or the bacteria that was available or something. So, and with my mother, it was the same kind of thing. She had all sorts of perfectly logical sounding reasons for things that... basically had to do with too many kids and not enough money. So, you know, as an adult, I told the horrifying story scarred me, certainly beyond all redemption, in my first year in college. And I said to everybody, come to my place and we'll do an Easter egg hunt. And everybody showed up on Sunday, Easter Sunday. And I said, what are you doing? Easter egg hunts are always on Monday. Because mom would go to Walgreens or Woolworths or whatever the day after Easter, right, Monday after Easter, and everything was, you know, either half price or even less than that, and so we always had our Easter egg hunts, and we all thought that's when you had Easter egg hunts. You know, you do it the day after. There's Easter, and then there's Easter egg hunts. Mom, the things you taught your daughter. All right, in 1791, the first performance of the Magic Flute, which was the last opera by Mozart to make its debut, took its place at the Freihaus Theater, Auf der Wieden in Vienna. Which reminds me of my favorite all-time joke. It was actually, I think, a real thing where they had, I think it was called Reiner, I think, interviewed by Johnny Carson at one point. I didn't actually see this, but it's still my favorite joke. Who said that apparently Johnny Carson used to do, I think it was called Carnac the Magnificent or something, where he would hold up the answer and you would guess the question. And he did it with Carl Reiner, and the answer was 9W. And Carl Reiner, I assume that he wasn't given this ahead of time. Without blinking, said, you spell your name with a V, Mr. Wagner. 9W.
Hmm.
Sorry. I wake up in the middle of the night giggling about that. Sorry, I have that It's my mother's fault. In 1882, Thomas Edison's first commercial hydroelectric power plant, later known as Appleton Edison Light Company, begins operation on the Fox River in Appleton, Wisconsin. Did you know that? Appleton, Wisconsin.
I did not know that, no.
There you go. We talked about football yesterday. We needed you here, but we have another football game today, so that's all right. 1907, McKinley National Memorial, the final resting place of assassinated U.S. President William McKinley and his family, is dedicated in Canton, Ohio. In 1927, Babe Ruth became the first baseball player to hit 60 home runs in a season, as did Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. Don't mess with me. A lot of people think that Babe Ruth's record was better because the ball had changed and the ballparks had changed and something like that.
Yeah, I think he did it, and I think they played less games in a season.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. So
154 games, I think it was.
Yeah. See? Don't mess with Manny.
Mm-hmm.
The Hoover Dam, astride the border between the U.S., United States of Arizona and Nevada, is dedicated. Have you ever been there?
Never been there, no.
It is a scary thing. Well, the question is, I mean, you can go on top of the dam. You can also go underneath. I took the elevator down and then opted out. I decided. And it's really interesting. Tunnels don't bother me nearly as much. Tunnels, as long as I'm moving, don't bother me. Getting stuck in a tunnel does not appeal to me. All right, here's the Manny stuff, the Manny mandate. The 1939 NBC broadcast the first televised American football game between Waynesburg Yellow Jackets and the Fordham Rams. The Fordham Rams won the game 34-7. Luckily, it was not called at halftime.
Yeah,
right.
Because players were running into the light pole.
Yeah, that is a great sort of mental image, which they still do. In 1947, the World Series featuring the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Dodgers is televised for the very first time. 1947.
If I'm not mistaken, that was Jackie Robinson's rookie year in the major leagues with the Dodgers.
Okay. I believe that. I saw the movie about him.
42?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that movie. It's terrific. Loved it.
It is a good movie. In 1962, James Meredith enters the University of Mississippi, defying segregation. That was heartbreaking. The documentary about that is just heartbreaking. It really is. Hopefully we've come in the last, 53 years, some distance from that. Maybe not as fast or as far as we'd like. That was really heartbreaking. 1996, the United States Congress passed an amendment that bans the possession of firearms for people who were convicted of domestic violence, even at a misdemeanor level. I didn't even know that existed, did you?
I had no idea.
I don't think most people do. All right, here's the great story of the day. And I can't read it because I read it before we went on the air and I broke down in tears. So I can't. I'm just going to have to tell you about it and not look at the pictures because it'll make me cry again. Here's the story. There was an outdoor wedding. A bride's dad stopped the wedding and went and got the stepdad and said, "You helped raise her too." I mean, if you go, it's on our website. If you go, everybody was in tears. I was in tears. I wasn't even there. The stepfather's in tears. The bride is in tears. The bridal party is in tears. It's just, I mean, it's really one of those stories because we hear so much about, you know, who walks me down the aisle. And this was really one man being incredibly generous. And it turns out they haven't always gotten along, as one might guess. But he said he helped raise this wonderful woman. And I, you know, saying thank you just didn't seem enough. It's a great story. It really is. Good job, Manny. And in a story that sort of should never have happened, but nevertheless did, the Minnesota Police Department lost their bid to classify most body camera footage as private. Isn't that cute? We get cameras so that we can have more transparency. Well, can you go talk to them, Manny?
I'll do my best.
I mean, that's really ridiculous that they should even try and pull that kind of nonsense,
I know.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I know.
That's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right, well, Minnesota has other things going for it, including Manny and Trev. But you guys have not done well in the news lately. The combination the dentist and your police department and the little demonstrations at the fair and at the football game, I don't know.
Yeah.
Manny, I think you may have to go and talk with some people about, you know, we need better PR than we're getting.
Trust me, I've tried. I have tried. It's
And here's South Dakota's attempt to be the favorite state in the union. A South Dakota tribe is going to open the nation's first marijuana resort. It's going to be high in the mountains. That was a joke. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. Manny and I have both decided that the effects of the full moon are still going, and we're not sure if it's Mercury being retrograde or not. But I had one of those days where a meeting went long, so I couldn't go to one place I was supposed to go to, so I was early for another, so I decided to go and shop, of course, hang out for a while. And I forgot how slow that store is, and so I had just enough time, and I get to the theater, and it's the wrong theater, and so I had to take a train. I got there, but... So we're deciding that our computers and our lives are a bit unhinged these days, but we're doing the best we can. So do you have your ProPure in front of you, Manny?
I do.
And what flavor? Do we have the same? Are we still on kiwi or have we moved on to something else?
We're still on kiwi today. I can't stay away from kiwi for right now.
You love the kiwi.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have to try the kiwi because I put, as I said, I've got strawberries in mine. I've tried lemon and lime, both of which I like a lot. But kiwi would be the combination of the two because it would be the sweetness of the strawberry and the tartness of the lemon lime. So that's a good choice.
Yeah, it's just really good because you can really, you can, when you're drinking the water, you can really kind of taste that kiwi kind of flavor in it. You know, it's really good.
And you know it's not some kind of horrible thing for your body. You know that
right.
It's just, yeah, it's just fruit. So, yeah. And as I said, my whole thing is not only is it yummy and it's economical, but it sort of means that we're not dumping a whole bunch of plastic in the landfills and using all the petroleum to make the you know, plastic bottles are really a problem. They really are. And they're not going away. And they're not dishwasher safe. So you can't, reusing them endlessly doesn't work because apparently they leach. Well, if you put them in your dishwasher, they leach sort of something unpleasant into your body. And basically you're using it as something you're going to drink. So not a good idea. They're perfectly safe when you drink them the first time, but you can't basically sterilize them. So try ProPure. Go this week. You get free shipping. Go to drjoy.com. There's a just drjoy.com. You can check out movies and theaters and DVDs at the same time. And there's a banner, and it will take you directly there. And you can have your very own ProPure, and you can tell me. I thought I would try cucumbers really good, too. I've tried cucumber before.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd try basil.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to decide whether I have nerve to try something like, you know, like pepper, like a little bit of, would that be good? I mean, people drink like pepper in Bloody Marys, but you could put a tomato in there.
A tomato? You mean like, with like pepper, you mean like put like a red pepper in there or like a green pepper or something in there?
Yeah. Maybe I'll try it in...
Curious.
Exactly, right? Give a little bit of pep to your... I'm trying to think if there's anything that we drink other than Bloody Marys that actually is spicy. Yeah, there's spicy vodka. People drink pepper vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Be worth trying, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. And apples. The other thing I was going to try is apples, because I have a whole bunch of apples.
Yeah, and it seems like citrus fruits would be really good. I mean, we talked about lemons and limes, but like an orange would be pretty good in there.
Oh, yeah, orange would be great.
Yeah.
I've done raspberries. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberries don't work as well for me. I mean, it's really pretty. It turns it kind of bluish. But they're just, for some reason, I guess because they have a skin on them. You know what would be great? It's pineapple.
You know, I wonder, too, if you could put, like, some sort of a leafy green in there, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Basil.
Basil, yeah.
Maybe arugula, even.
Yeah, like kale or spinach or something, too, maybe.
Huh. Well, I mean, people drink those drinks. Listen... I'll tell you what, folks, if you get the ProPure, send us your favorite concoction, all right? We'll put it on Facebook or on the website or something, all right? But, see, I mean, the thing is, it inspires you to do all these things because you can go to the refrigerator instead of getting something wretched for you and, God forbid, you know, either the sugar in regular stuff or diet stuff. I mean, water is much better for you, and this is a way of taking water, which I admit to. I mean, I drink a lot of water, but every once in a while you want a flavor, right? And so this is the perfect solution because it filters out all the crap that you don't want in anything you drink, anything you ingest. And you can put in whatever flavor you want, which makes it a little more fun, a little more... First of all, your kids will drink it. Get your kids in the habit of doing it. All righty, speaking of nothing whatsoever, I have no transition to this, except that they did a poll earlier this week with doctors, physicians, and they said... how many of you would encourage your children to be doctors? And basically, the song would be, Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be physicians. A doctor said no. They said it's not a good profession anymore, that you don't have enough time with your patients, that insurance companies have made things awful, that managed care is a pain in the neck, that the schooling is too long and too expensive. So the question, if you had to do it all over again, they said they would not, and most of them said if they had to do it all over again, they would not have chosen medicine. The other profession, which I know has a huge drop-off rate, and I've always known I think it's something like 40% of people who graduate from medical school never practice medicine. Think about that. Think about all the time and money you've invested, and 40% never practice.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and that's when I went to school, you know, which was not the Dark Ages quite as much. It was kind of the Middle Ages, because I went to graduate school after I got my PhD. But lawyers are the other one. That a huge percentage of lawyers never practice law. And they don't like it. They go into doing things like being an agent, which isn't really law. It's extortioners. I don't know what it is. All right. So if you had to do all over again, would you change your profession?
I may change the way I went about gaining the profession, but
In what ways would you change it?
I probably would have pursued a little more education in it, in terms of just, I probably would have just gone to school a little bit longer.
Well, you can always go back and take night courses and stuff like that. Are you tempted to do that?
I've given that a lot of thought, actually. I really have.
Well, I'll support you in it. I'll write you letters of recommendation if you want.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think education is always a good investment. I've been in school essentially my whole life, and I still wake up on Saturdays thinking, oh my gosh, what class am I supposed to be at today? And I'm actually not in school right now, but I take continuing education courses. I do a little bit of teaching. But, as someone said, why? When are you going to choose what you're going to do? And I said, well, I've already chosen what I'm going to do, but as far as I'm concerned, there's so much to learn, it doesn't make any difference where you start. That they're just, I mean, and I hate learning. I love knowing. But the only way to know that I've ever figured out is that you got to learn. I mean, learning makes you feel stupid. You have to admit you don't know something. You have to listen to somebody else. You have to buy their opinion until you have your own. You have to study. You have to memorize. You have to, it's hard. But learning is really fun. All righty. So if I had to do all over again, I don't know that I would do anything differently. For a while, I really wished I'd finished medical school. But I always knew, even when I was in medical school, that I was never going to practice psychiatry, because I'd already been in practice. I already knew more psychology than psychiatrists do, because I'd already been in practice. I didn't know as much medicine as they knew, but I knew more psychology. And so if I'd finished up medical school, I would have done a small town practice. I think I'm much happier doing what I'm doing. Much more challenging. Small town medicine, basically it's either a stomach ache, a headache, or you got to send them to surgery, or no matter what you do, doesn't make any difference. With psychology, people, in theory, get better. Want to try me out? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there. I bring you good news and a problem. The good news is the Mayo Clinic just came out with a study that says dark chocolate is really good for you.
Don't we love that? Yes.
That'll make your day.
You know what? Hershey's has had a huge banner down here right across the street from the office that's probably like three stories high that says chocolate is health food. So I'm so pleased. But thank you, George. All right, what's the problem? That I'm going to get zits.
Yeah, and I'll make this real quick, but here's the bottom line. I have my mother is 90. I mean, we have a lot of longevity in the family. My mother is 90, and her kid sister is 84.
Mm-hmm.
By both of their admission, neither of them got along growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mother is beginning to fail, and I try to maintain a relationship with this aunt. My own therapist has said to me, you know, protect the relationship. If there are people you care about in your life, protect the relationship, which is basically closing an eye to this, that, and the other thing.
Okay.
My mother was over to the house from the nursing home, and my wife made lunch for her on the porch and so on, and I took a picture of me and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to my son, to my daughter-in-law, and to my mother's sister, my aunt. My son and my daughter-in-law both send back their own separate emails saying, she looks great, or my son said she looks a little thin, and my aunt, her sister, sends back, she looks awful, she looks like she's fading, she has a vague look in her eye, and she certainly does look her age. And, you know, at that point...
Let me stop you for just 1 second before your question to me. Why would you send the picture to your aunt knowing... Well, one of two questions. Why would you send it knowing the antipathy and the competition between them? Or number two, if you're going to send it, why wouldn't you have expected exactly the response you got?
Well, that's why you have the PhD.
Honey, because look, I can see deciding you want to send it, you want to share, and or maybe
exactly,
even doing it.
You know, because I'm forever hoping that something will
be
normal.
But honey, do you know what? The joke is that, you know, the nuttiness is knowing that whatever's happened in the past, believing it will never happen again, even though it's always happened before. So, you know, it's the joke is that you're psychotic if you think 1 and 1 are 48. You're neurotic if you think 1 and 1 are 2, but you hate it. I mean, you just, and you got caught somewhere between the two. You decided that magical thinking is, I know what's going to happen, but I don't want it to happen, so I'm going to pretend it's not. I think it was okay to send the picture, but then you can't complain about the response. Of course that's what she was going to say. And if you send a picture of you and your aunt to your mom, she's going to say, she's had a facelift, the slut. I mean, you know, first of all, for several reasons, they've been competitive since before you were on this earth. Number two, you're in the picture, which implies that somehow you're on that person's side. So that gives them even more fuel to badmouth the other one. What's your question to me?
All right, my question is it too much to expect some degree of maturity?
Yes. We already went through that. What you're doing is you're engaging in magical thinking. You're saying just because, you know, I push button A, B pops up. Every time I push A, B pops up. I hate B. I'm going to push A again thinking it'll be D this time. It won't. So either send pictures as you want and be prepared for the storm, or don't send the pictures.
Okay.
But don't expect them to change their behavior. You have to change yours. Ellen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Question. I want to know how my husband and I would go about defining the terms of a trial separation that we're about to begin.
Okay. Tell me, you're going to tell me a little bit about you, and then I'll walk you through it. How long have you been married?
A year.
Woo. How long did you know each other before you got married?
A year.
Were you living in the same city?
Oh, yeah. We were living in the same city.
Were both of you divorced for a long time?
Absolutely. Me, 14 years. Him, 9.
How long have... you guys don't have children together?
No, correct.
What went wrong so quickly?
What went wrong? I guess on my part, just kind of in adjustment issues with living with someone again. I've been on my own raising my two children, as I said, 14 years.
Okay, so
a hard time.
Okay, so you're the one who's asking for the separation.
Yes, and that primarily is because when I will do something that is really not being very partner-like, which I definitely own up to, he has anger issues.
What happens? What does he do when he gets angry?
Well, it's been a number of things. The most recent thing he did was empty my bedroom dresser drawers and threw all my stuff out, threw everything in my daughter's bedroom. And, slam doors.
Okay, so he's not violent. He's just childish. Are you afraid of him on any level?
Physically, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, are you mentally afraid of him?
No.
Okay,
I'm
so you're not
afraid of him.
All right.
And I love him very much.
All right.
And we both want to see it work.
All right, my dear, I was perfectly, when we started this phone call, willing to go into how you set up a separation. My problem with helping you set up a separation is I don't think it's going to solve your problem, and I'll tell you why not. Your problem is not how do you live separately. Your problem is how do the two of you live together. We know that you can live separately. That's a foregone conclusion. The reason you set up a separation is it's kind of like the hole in a donut, right? It's defined by the context. So, for example, if the two of you were not committed to working together, then a trial separation says, do we miss each other enough to warrant one of us kind of making some alterations in our perspective of what marriage is?
is it can be of money issues of, all right,
yeah,
if,
exactly.
if both of us go ahead. But again, you hear my concern with your particular predicament is the issue is not are we crazy about each other, maybe even the emphasis being crazy, but can we live together profitably? I don't think a separation is going to teach you anything about that. It's going to panic him, and he's going to say this is just the first step out. She really wants a divorce. And I don't think it addresses the issue of can I be more couple-like? And can he be more tolerant of my learning that process of being couple-like? So even though I'm, you know, in theory willing to walk you through what a separation is, I don't think that's what you're in the market for. I think you're in the market. Perhaps, have the two of you done any counseling together?
Yes, and I just, you know, it works at times, but in the bigger picture.
Do you want to be married to Ellen? How long did you spend in therapy?
Couples therapy was about a year. We were in couples therapy before we got married. Mm-hmm.
So what? But you said you already knew each other a year before. You guys were in couples therapy from the get go.
Almost.
Why?
From the get-go when he moved in, which was 4 months after we started dating, because it just was...
First of all, that's much too soon to move in with each other.
I know. Well, I do know that.
Ellen, do you want to be married to this guy or not?
Yes.
Do you want to be married?
That's the bigger question.
Well, then I think that's a therapy issue. And if I were you, I think moving out, I don't think it's going to teach you anything. I think it's going to be much harder to move back in if you decide you want him, because he's not going to trust you. He's going to feel like the first time I make any demands on her, she's going to ankle it on me. She's going to leave. Let me suggest a different way of thinking about this.
Okay.
You, I think, need to get involved maybe with your own therapist. It sounds to me that whatever the couple's therapy was supposed to accomplish, it didn't, which either means the two of you weren't working, you're focusing on the wrong issues, or you had a crummy therapist. And it could be any one of those three things. But I think at this moment, the question is not, can the two of you live apart? We know that both of you can. Both of you did. Did the two of you move in together too soon? Absolutely. Not the issue. The issue at this moment is, do either of you, can you make enough adjustment to have the advantage of companionship and give up a little bit of personal autonomy? Can he learn to be a little bit more understanding of the fact that this marriage is going to be different than his expectations of what marriage are? Those are really important questions, but I don't see how you're going to begin to address them separately. I think they're going to have to be addressed. I think they're going to have to be addressed while the two of you are under the same roof with a competent therapist who's helping the two of you look at that. At this moment, I think, rather than moving out, I think you need to go find a therapist instantly and say, do I really want to be married? And if so, how is it going to work? And then present it to him. Because if you move out, I think going back is going to be almost impossible for him. So I think trial separations can be very useful. I don't think so in your case.
So you're suggesting that
you need to decide whether you want to be married.
A couples therapist or
well, I think,
on my own?
I think both. I think you have to decide whether you want to be married. And if you don't, spare both of you the aggravation. Don't call it a trial separation. Leave. And whether the two of you decide to date each other or not is completely up, more or less, to him. But the idea is that you're not promising something you're not going to deliver. If you decide you do want to be married and you have to figure out how to do it, then the two of you have to work on it together. But you have to make that essential decision of, do I want to be married? Because if you don't, a separation is misleading. And if you change your mind and decide you do, he's not going to ever buy it. And that's expensive. You don't want to do that. All right, so no separation for you, I would say, at this moment. But I think some very quick decision-making, quick meeting by the end of the year. Not by the end of the week. Yeah, one of the nice things about the program, and one of the nice things why I really push phone calls rather than emails, is because I can get the particulars. And so, you know, it's not one size fits all, which is sometimes what happens. Someone say, well, listen, just tell somebody to do this, and it didn't work for me. Well, call me and ask me, I'll give you the particulars. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Goodbye, regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Tell them all right, Judy, got it. We got it, we got it. All right, well done. Manny's the only one who can deal with her. All right, so I've got two little off-Broadway productions, but then let me just tell you what's coming up in the next week. The revision of Spring Awakening, which won, I think it was about 8 years ago, won Tonys and did everything. Daddy Long Legs is coming up this week. Old Times, Please Excuse My Auntie. What else have we got? Fool for Love, the Sam Shepard play, Barbecue Down at the Public,
We've got Gin Game coming up. I mean, lots and lots and lots of theater coming up. And that's, you know, so the season is just beginning. Let me tell you about two really kind of fun things that I saw. That one of them you can see if you rush. It'll be around, I think you can buy tickets for Friday. I'll start with that one just because it's... usually I don't review things that don't have a long run just because by the time I get around to it, reviewing them, they're not there. So if I hate them, you know, it doesn't make any difference. It just sounds like you're kicking somebody when they're down or gone. And if they're really good and you can't see them, it just sounds like I'm going nanner, nanner, nanner. But this one actually, the publicist says you'll really love this one, and I did. And I took a friend of mine, and he said it was the best thing that he'd ever seen. He just loved it more than anything, and he sees a lot of theater, so sometimes with me. This is called All Aboard. A woman of a certain age sticks her fingers into the light socket of the universe and invites you to hold hands, which sort of displays more or less what it is. Her name is Tulis McCall, and I'm actually going to put her on the program in a couple of weeks, I think, on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, because she does such a brilliant job of looking at aging, especially for women aging. And her contention is that basically we become, that men are allowed to age, that women are not, and that... that we become invisible at a certain age. But she tells it with a great deal of verve and humor and wit and occasional obscenities. So, but don't worry. When I was talking to publicists, I said, look, she can do this and this part. She cannot do this part on my program. So her name is Tulis McCall. She wrote it and performed it. It's a one-woman show. And for those of you who live in the New York area, planning to come to the next New York area in the next couple of weeks, there's something called United Solo 2015 at Theater Row, which is on 42nd Street, as Judy implies. And they do a whole bunch of, as the title would imply, one-person shows. And they have a huge catalog. They're not terribly expensive. And, I mean, they've got some very famous... They've got Estelle Parsons, Fiona Shaw, let's see, Billy Crystal, Cherry Jones... Barbara Davis, Anthony Rapp, Sarah Paulson, Marsha Mason, John Guare, Patti LuPone, Eric Roberts, Olympia Dukakis. So some really big deal names. Danny Aiello, Marlo Thomas, who are all performing one-woman or one-man shows. So it's really worth checking into. It's called United Solo 2015. And as I said, Tulis will be performing on this Friday. So check it out. You can check it out at drjoy.com. And it's really fun. It's in a small, intimate space, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. Another small, intimate space, Irish Rep does quirky, offbeat plays. And this one I really enjoyed. I thought it was kind of a Shaggy Dog story, to be quite honest, but it's only 90 minutes. The performances are terrific. It's called The Queer Land. And I looked up queer. It's Q-U-A-R-E, and I assumed I knew what it meant, but I looked it up just to make sure. And it's Irish slang, and it basically means odd, queer, whatever. Not queer in the pejorative sense, or at least, I suppose, in the human sense, just odd. And it opens with a man of a certain age, speaking of certain ages. I guess it's geriatric corner on theater reviews today. Of a man of a certain age in a bubble bath. And so we don't, he's apparently real bubbles, and he's rigged a series of pulleys so he can get himself a cold beer, and I'll leave that to your imagination to figure out how he does that. And it turns out that he has a very thick Irish brogue and a sense of humor and a impish and scampish view of the world. And he tells us all about himself, and then all of a sudden, somebody shows up who wants to buy his land, and he says, well, I don't own that land, and so we have to go through that. And as I said, it's kind of a Shaggy Dog story, as many Irish plays are. But Peter Maloney, who plays Hugh Pugh, is absolutely captivating. He's part imp and leprechaun and part devil, I think. And Rufus Collins plays Rob, who is the real estate developer. And the two of them work very well together, but it's really a Peter Maloney show. And it's really a delight. It's fun to watch him. It's a Shaggy Dog story, but it doesn't go on for very long, and you will you will leave the theater grinning. You know, one of the reasons I can tell that the theater has been successful, whether it's theater or movies or anything else, is when you leave, you can hear kind of the buzz. Everybody's chatting about it. And this one, both of these, were in that genre of people. That, you know, as far as I'm concerned, good art, it doesn't even have to be good art, it just has to be effective art, makes you think about things in a slightly different way that you did before. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the point of art. And so when we get bills before Congress or we get people signing petitions about art, I don't think we're necessarily talking about, well, we're not necessarily talking about things that hang on walls and galleries, although it can be that. It's something that teaches us more about ourselves, the human condition, and I think that any time we can learn something about ourselves and other people, that makes us a little bit more aware, a little more understanding, perhaps a little kinder, is not necessarily bad. So, speaking of which, there are two stories today that sort of frosted me. I assume they frosted Manny as well. One is, you know, maybe let's put this on the website as well, Manny. A Nashville judge has ruled against a man with terminal cancer who wants to die by assisted suicide. And it turns out this is not some kind of crackpot. Well, that's not fair. He actually was a former Democratic gubernatorial candidate. He's terminally ill. His name is John J. Hooker. And he just wants to, because I guess he was probably a lawyer in his earlier life, he wants to protect his physicians who, so they can administer a drug to him so that he doesn't have to suffer any longer. And the judge, who was a woman, said no. She said it would engage in criminal conduct. So he's going to appeal the case because it turns out that it's assisted suicide is illegal in Tennessee. Tennessee is the weirdest combination of incredibly progressive thought and incredibly backward thought. But let's put on Facebook, Manny, do you believe in assisted suicide and under what circumstances, yes or no? Don't just say yes or no. Explain to me, okay? 855-993-7569. I'll tell you about the other story when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.